Hello and welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe. And as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the founder and CEO of Church Answers.
I am stepping out.
Okay.
I'm going to let you do this podcast on your own.
Oh, you just don't want the heat for this?
I did a blog post?
We did a podcast. On Pastoral Attire, number 553. So this was about 4 weeks ago we did this.
Yes.
And we got a little follow-up on that.
Yeah.
Because it got a little hairy about this.
There's a lot of responses, a lot of interaction. I didn't know it was going, quite frankly, I didn't know it was going to be clickbait like it was.
Oh, come on.
I did not.
I knew when I saw that title it was going to be that way. And so will this one.
Oh, my God. Well, this one is a result of a poll at Church Answers.
Yeah.
Where someone was looking at it and said, we're going. Mm-hmm. So it's, hey, all of you at Church Answers, it's your fault.
Yes.
If I'm about to get in trouble.
Any people that listen to TomRainer.com, y'all driving the content here.
Yep. Gosh.
So don't yell at us. We just, you want to talk about it. You want to hear about it. So we're going to talk about it.
So much. Oh, gosh. Strong opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you put on a tuxedo for your child's wedding. That was today.
Oh, really?
That was then. I got to remember. I'm recording for the future. But you wear a tuxedo for your child's wedding, but you wear jeans to preach in. That shows where your priority is. Oh, I just.
Because those two are the same.
Those two are jeans and.
The events. Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I was just. Put on my academic regalia for weddings when I did them. That's always an easy thing to do. Just throw the robe on, not the cap or the tam, as it was.
The tam.
You remember that group, the Tams?
No.
Oh, great 60s.
Well, I remember just somebody that had tweeted you about this. This was pretty funny about the pastoral attire. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But he said that his name's David Saliba. He said, I wear bow ties quite frequently in a rural church with many elderly members. One Sunday, after wearing bow ties for a couple of months, I wore a long tie. And had a lady tell me on the way out that it was nice to see the pastor dressed up for a change.
Whoa.
This is a different type of tie.
Yes. Bow tie. Wow. Well, we're going to give five updates, and this is a result of information and a poll that was done at Church Answers, and we're going to share some of the information from there. Thank you, as always, to the Church Answers community, over 1,600 of them, gathering together in continuous leadership conversation, and we will give you the updates that they have shared. But before we do that, we say thank you, Southeastern Seminary, especially for the MACR, the Master of Arts in Church Revitalization.
Yeah, Southeastern offers more than 40 different degree programs, including that Master of Arts in Church Revitalization, in partnership with the Church Answers Group and Revitalize Network. The Master of Arts in Church Revitalization is a 37-hour degree and is designed to help students move established churches from flatlining to flourishing. You can learn more about this program and more by visiting sebts.edu. Or TomRainer.com/MACR. I wonder if they cover pastoral attire in the pastoral leadership class there.
No, but they may get into it into some casual conversation. By the way, before I forget it.
It's very casual at Southeastern, by the way.
Revitalize 2020.
Yes.
The convention.
Yeah. About 6 months away.
You can take 2 3-hour courses just by going to Revitalize 2020 if you're in the MACR.
Yep.
So you talk about knocking 6 hours of a 37-hour.
There's still time to register, I think, for the fall, maybe. We're getting awful close to the fall starting date, so you might not have time to register right now, but you can register for the degree in January.
Yes.
Start your MA with Church Answers. I mean, I'm sorry, the MA in Church Revitalization.
That's what we need, is the MA in Church Answers.
There you go. MA in Church Revitalization through Southeastern. Maybe even start online if you want. Mm-hmm. And get that and pick up a couple of those hours and start knocking that thing out.
But you better go in and register. We have the link here. You better go in and register for Revitalize 2020, the first Revitalize Network convention in Bradenton, Florida, at an established church, at a Revitalized church. So it will be a great event, limited to 500, and we will run out of space. So first come, first serve there, and we'll talk about the MACR later on that issue.
Yeah. So just think about this. If you say you register for Southeastern to start in the spring, okay? This spring in 2020.
Yeah.
And you do a J term. That's 3 hours.
Yeah.
And you got the little, there's a 1 hour, I think, a research class or whatever online thing.
Yeah, something like that takes.
And say you take 3 classes online and you show up at the Revitalize convention.
Yeah.
By May, you will have 18 hours
of a 37 hour
or 19 if you take the little 1 hour thing.
So you'll be at the halfway point.
You could be at the halfway point or past the halfway point from January to May.
Wow. because of that acceleration in Bradenton at the 2020. Yeah.
So you take, and then you could take two classes in the summer.
You got
so
it that, figured out.
So that's 20. I'm at 25 now.
Yeah.
And then you take two classes in the fall, or three classes in the fall, another J term, and you're done. You could be done in a year. Wow. I just figured that out.
Okay. You heard it here first. I don't know what the accreditors are going to say, but you heard it here first.
It seems like it's doable as long as the classes are there.
Yeah.
I mean, that schedule makes sense.
The classes are there. They're digital.
Yeah, I know. So it's online. If you wanted to do it online, yeah. I mean, some of it'd be in person. If you can do it in person, it's great.
Such as coming to the Revitalized 2020.
You could knock that out in a year.
I love the MACR. Thank you, Southeastern.
Wow.
What a great degree.
I didn't realize that until just now.
What a great degree.
Golly.
All right. So let's talk about this whole thing of pastoral attire. We've got all kinds of feedback. And oh, my goodness. Some people have some really, really, I love this word, interesting opinions.
And passioned as well. Impassioned.
What was it? Oh, yeah. Pastor. This is really an aside here. I was talking to a pastor this week, had lunch with him, and he said, yep, I was talking to my 8 o'clock service, which is mainly senior adults, and he said, if we don't do this or don't do that, they get mad at me. If we do this, if I take off my tie, they get mad at me. And he said, finally, I told him, a couple of weeks ago, I told him, I said, you know, in the last five years, nobody's gotten mad because the conversions are down in this service. He said, but you get mad about everything else, including attire. So we can get passionate about some things that seem to be on the periphery, but I've made somebody mad just by saying that.
Yeah.
So let's go to the survey. The survey says.
Says this is not official stats, by the way.
It's good, though,
they're
John.
Good stats. They're helpful. Good. They're not statistically validated.
It's not a valid sampling, is what you're saying here. But it's still good. It's good stuff.
And just so, and you said this is from Church Answers. Just so folks know, Church Answers, about 1,600 people.
A little over 1,600.
And most of them pastoring churches between 50 and 500.
Mm-hmm. I'd say that's 95% of them.
Yeah. So they pretty much cover the quote-unquote every church. I mean, the normal churches, the standard churches in America.
Yeah, pretty much 97% of churches are size-wise are covered at Church Answers.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. So pastoral attire is still trending casual.
Yeah, that's an unequivocal comment. That's one.
Society is trending casual.
Exactly. Exactly. I think I've told this story when I moved to Nashville 15 years ago, and I went to then Brentwood Baptist, which is then was a pretty traditional church, still fairly traditional, but it was pretty traditional. So I'm the president of Lifeway. I wore my coat and tie. I was in a distinct minority 15 years ago in a traditional Southern Baptist church. I mean, and a lot of business people there, and the businessmen in particular, I said, I'm never wearing a tie to service again because I was odd man out. It was trending casual even then.
Is this the same case in more of the mainline Protestant denominations, more of the liturgical denominations?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's trending casual. It is trending. Even though the pastoral attire, the pastor, and we're talking about what the pastor's wearing, so I need to get us back on track here. Even though the pastoral attire may be the liturgical wear.
Yeah. Vestments.
All of that. The congregation is trending more casual, but we can also say that the pastoral attire is trending more casual.
Well, on the podcast from 553, the one that we talked about earlier, somebody commented, an Anglican pastor commented, I guess it'd be an Anglican priest, that the Anglican church is kind of dealing with this too. The ACNA, which is Anglican Church in North America, a lot of them are more casual in their. And then you have the Episcopal Church, which is not. And people...
In pastoral attire.
Yeah, pastoral attire. Yeah. So the Episcopal Church, still real heavily vestments. That's what they're preaching in. Anglican Church in North America, more just regular attire.
Mm-hmm.
Not vestments.
Yes.
Things like that. So even...
Not vestment, would that mean an investment?
Unvestment.
Unvestment.
Yes.
Yes.
So, but even in, you know, these more liturgical denominations, we're seeing it move away from it. So
yes.
I would wonder what church plants and maybe the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, are some of those smaller denominations, rather than the big ones we're talking about, or, you know, even PCA churches. We're seeing PCA churches move away from.
That's Presbyterian Church of America,
which is
PCUSA on the mainland side.
A lot of them are moving away and a lot more casual.
Exactly. So we know that the trend is casual, to the delight of some and to the moaning of many.
Yeah. And to be honest, the Church Answers is heavily evangelical Protestant.
But a good sampling of mainline.
Yeah, but we do have
well.
Some mainline people.
In fact, some of the most active in there are United Methodist PCUSA. Mm-hmm. They don't represent the majority, but we have a good number of mainliners in
there
too.
And we've been to a Methodist church and spoken a couple times outside of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And that was a very casual, and the pastor was in like jeans and a t-shirt.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
That was normal for that church.
That was a rockin' church.
That was so much fun.
That was good.
All right. Number two, the tie is dying. Only 15% of the pastors that we've surveyed wear a tie.
Yeah. This is self-survey. Yeah. These are
so about 1 out of 6 ish.
Yeah. Or maybe 1 out of 7 if you want to do 1 out of, make it.
Either way.
Yeah.
1 out of 6.5.
Yeah. So that is significant when, again, this is a self-survey. We have to acknowledge that it is not necessarily a statistically perfect survey. I won't say it's statistically invalid. I'll just say it's not statistically tested. And only 15% of them said they wear a tie at any time during preaching or in the worship services at all. So, yeah, this is tie-dye.
Gosh. That's 2 strikes, all right?
Yes,
I won't strike,
do
it.
Then I'll do a 60
becomes
song.
Becomes howling leadership after yes. that. Yeah, so I can't remember. So we have 2 pastors that preach at our church. One never wears a tie. He's always in a coat and, button-down shirt. The other one, I can't remember the last time I saw him in a tie either. So, yeah.
And you're at a fairly traditional
I'm
church.
I'm at a quite traditional church.
Yeah, and a pretty traditional part of Nashville.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm at the traditional church.
Yes.
One service is this.
Yep.
So, our 1/3 of pastors wear jeans. I see this every week.
That surprised me, actually.
That it was only 1/3 or
no,
that it was 1/3?
That it was 1/3. I thought it would be more like 1 out of 10.
Oh.
Wear jeans. I did not realize. Maybe I'm not looking
closely. Well, jeans buttoned down in a sport coat has become pretty accepted in business casual attire.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a regular uniform for me at the office.
Yeah, but I was surprised that many pastors, 1 out of 3, get away with it, I guess is the way that I would phrase it, that they're able to wear jeans, even if they're nice jeans, they're able to wear jeans in a church and withstand the complaints and criticisms that I can't believe you're wearing jeans. That's what we did on the farm.
Well, I mean, if they're nice jeans and you look nice, I don't think people care.
They do care, Jonathan. Just go
read. Some people do. Some people do.
Go read the comments. Yeah, they care. Read the emails. Read the tweets. Read the Facebook posts. They care. They care deeply about these things. They may not care about the gospel, but they care deeply about these things.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, but so 1/3 of them wear jeans. 50% still wear a coat.
Yeah. The coat can be informal or formal.
Because if you're wearing a suit, guess what? Yeah. Wearing a coat.
Yeah, you're wearing a coat. Or it can be, as you indicated, the jacket with the jeans and a button-down shirt. Mm-hmm. That could be part of the attire. I look at how my sons dress differently when they preach. 2 of them are pastors, but the other one preaches as well. Sam always in a coat and usually in slacks, not jeans, usually in slacks and not jeans, always in button-down. But not a tie. He despises ties.
Good for him.
Jess never wears a coat.
Really?
Never wears a coat. Usually, I'll see him with a polo shirt on. I say, you don't wear a polo shirt. No, he said, no, I'm going to go change. So he'll wear a button down, but he always has jeans and some kind of tennis shoes. Now, 2 different churches. West Bradenton is an established church, been around since the 50s, if I recall correctly. Church at Spring Hill is 3 years old, so a newer church. And so they're obviously different. One church is across generations, West Bradenton. At Church at Spring Hill, I'm the old guy.
Yeah.
And everybody's younger.
They're reaching different people.
Mm-hmm.
And the expectations are totally different.
Yep. Yep. And then Art is usually very well dressed, but it's rare that he wears a coat when he speaks, unless he's in a church that has some type of expectation. So he'll have on slacks
and a button down,
It may be a white button down. Mm-hmm. At that. He's a little on the GQ side.
Oh gosh,
what he is?
I don't know.
You watch his other two brothers.
He's kind of a fundraiser too. So I mean, like he
was that before.
He dresses the part.
He was that before he became a fundraiser. Ask his brothers. They call him Pretty Boy.
Okay.
Yes.
I can see that.
He's the middle kid. They say, yep, Pretty Boy's up. Yeah. Well, in fact, we had a staff meeting with Church Answers. Art helps out with Church Answers every now and then. And the IT guy, Brian, was talking about how he never likes to sit next to Art because Art's always looks so nice. And he said, I just don't like to compare myself to him. I said, I know how you feel. I know exactly how you feel. So, yeah, 50% are wearing a coat. But again, the coat may denote informality. Or the coat may denote
it can go either way.
Yeah, either way. Formality is probably a stretch unless you're wearing a three-piece suit or something like that.
You know
what
I don't like? And this is completely personal preference.
Yeah.
The T-shirt with a coat and like jeans or whatever.
It sounds like you're old, Jonathan.
I know. That's personal preference. I just don't understand that.
What does Simon wear?
I have no idea.
Didn't he just wear a T-shirt on the...
You've well, number one, talent. He's not on American Idol anymore.
Okay, you've got talent.
America's Got Talent. Yeah, America's he's on that. So, I guess just usually it's just a black T-shirt and jeans,
yeah.
I think. But that has nothing to do with this. All right.
I was just thinking about T-shirts. They usually wear a T-shirt.
Yes. And then finally, things have gotten highly informal. That has not caught on. So they've come informal, or casual, but not informal.
Yeah.
There's a difference there.
We had a few comments from Florida. And if you're in Florida, particularly if you're in South or Southwest Florida, but Panhandle as well, if you're really almost anywhere in the state of Florida, you are going to have members who come in shorts. They're going to come in sandals, sometimes flip-flops, and it is just going to get more and more casual. I am not seeing the pastors follow that extreme casual.
No.
They're still in their jeans or in their maybe a T-shirt and coat.
Yeah, and that's a broad brush. There are some.
Mm-hmm.
I know of one actually in Myrtle Beach whose church, I mean, he preaches like shorts and bare feet. I mean, it's...
Okay, but that's an outlier.
That's the outliers.
Yeah.
So yes, you can go in comments and say, well, that's what I do or I've been to this church. Well, you're not the normal.
Yep. And I don't think, if I recall correctly, in the survey at Church Answers, it was zero.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That wore shorts or T-shirt.
Yeah.
Either one of the two. And well, again,
I've got a friend that's a pastor that like sometimes...
I've got a friend that's a pastor.
Well, I know. But he...
I've got a son that's...
I know.
I've got several sons.
He gets yelled at by... he gets yelled at. He's gotten yelled at before by church members who've come by the office during the week on like a Friday or a Thursday afternoon, and he's been in shorts at the office, and they've been upset about that. So he ain't going to be preaching in shorts anytime soon.
Wow.
So...
Yeah.
In the 553, you mentioned that you used to wear like coat and tie to the office.
Oh, I had to because one of the deacons.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It wasn't just that I had to wear a coat and tie. I had to have my coat on sitting at my desk.
Well.
If he came in and I didn't have my coat on sitting
at the desk? Like you couldn't take the...
No, I could not take the coat
come
off.
Come on.
I am not
a banker?
I am not speaking in hyperbole. This is the same guy that would... show up at the parking lot a few minutes before I did to check what time I came in.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And so he would walk in the office rather randomly. It wasn't random. It was planned. And wanted to know.
Planning to catch you.
What if I had on my coat or not. So been there, done that. But that's been many years ago. This is a poll. This comes from Church Answers. These are the five updates we have. I do thank those who are members of Church Answers for... They created the poll. I didn't create the poll.
Oh, really?
They created the poll, if I recall correctly. And they also responded and they commented on it and they give us some good information. So thank you, Church Answers community, for doing that. And thank you, Vanderblumen, for all that you do for us.
Yep, the 12 Vanderblumen differences allow them to serve their clients better than anyone else. And one of those differences is that theology matters. Vanderblumen staff has more seminary and theological experience than any other church search firm with more than 250 collective years of church leadership experience. To learn more about all 12 of Vanderblumen's differences, visit vanderdifference.com. That's going to do it for today's episode of Rainer on Leadership. Any final closing thoughts, Dr. Rainer?
Can Facebook listen to you?
Oh, man, they're always listening. Because
look at what
something.
Just came in on the feed.
Ah, that's amazing.
Joseph Banks, ties and
ties and dress shirts.
I mean, that is amazing. Just came in on the feed. I don't ever remember getting a Joseph.
Oh, they're totally listening in. It'd be fascinating to see if I get something or open up mine here. Why are you on Facebook while I'm doing the sponsor read, though?
Well,
you'd get mad at me if I did that.
Well, you don't stop doing it. Even if I get mad at you, you still continue to do it. Wow. I've been watching that guy. He's been on Facebook a lot. I don't know. I think he's dying. No, that was really weird.
That is really strange.
I just happened to open my Facebook and right there on Joseph Bank. I don't buy from Joseph Bank. I did a long time ago, but I don't anymore. So anyway, thank you for being with us on this episode. I'm sure it'll create a little bit of conversation. It always does when we talk about pastoral attire, and we will wait to hear from you.
All right. Thanks again for joining us here today on Rainer on Leadership. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or in your favorite podcasting app. And join us online at TomRainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.